Good day, I'm Jackie Judd, and this is Health on the Hill. Ad wars, a gang of six, and a new deficit panel. They are all back in the news, and we will discuss them all. But first, we start with the ad wars. Democrats are targeting a couple of dozen House Republicans who voted for a budget that would transform the future of Medicare. The commercials produced by the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee accuse the lawmakers of flip-flopping.
Social Security and Medicare are a promise we have made to our seniors, and I will keep that promise.
I'll never put our seniors' future at risk. No cuts, no privatization, and no scaring our seniors.
An organization called the 60 Plus Association says, to the contrary, House Republicans should be congratulated.
Something unusual happened last week in Washington, D.C., of all places. Elected officials actually did what they said they would. The House passed a budget that protects and preserves Medicare for years to come. And our Congressman, Alan West, voted to protect Medicare and keep it secure for future retirees.
The congressman mentioned in that commercial, Florida's Alan West, faced a raucous crowd at a town hall meeting this week, according to an account in the New York Times. Our reporter, Mary Agnes Carey, senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News, is here. Describe what's been going on during this congressional recess.
It's a very coordinated campaign by Democrats in town hall meetings throughout the country, in television advertisements, and in calls to voters in swing districts to call attention to elements of the House-passed Republican House-passed budget resolution, in particular its elements on Medicare and Medicaid. They want to highlight these for voters with the help of increasing voter opposition to them.
Politico interviewed a Democratic strategist close to the Obama White House who said, The Ryan plan, the budget plan that was passed in the House, finally gives us an argument to make with seniors. It's a godsend, which raises the question, how much of what we've seen in the town hall meetings over the past 10 days or so have risen up kind of organically versus how much has been orchestrated by the Democratic Party?
Well, there's no doubt that for an issue as volatile as changing Medicare, that you would have organized opposition. And Democrats have tried to increase attendance at these meetings. And you certainly have your average voter also coming out to these meetings. But let's go back a little bit to August 2009, when Democrats were trying to restructure the healthcare system. They were in the middle of their debate over the healthcare law. A lot of Republican opposition also organized in these town hall meetings to get out and to make the point that they disliked the Democrats were trying to do to the healthcare system. So the same thing's going on here, I think.
There have been several polls over the past couple weeks since the House budget plan was approved, trying to gauge what real voter sentiment is about, in particular, the Medicare question. Another one is out just this afternoon from the Kaiser Family Foundation. What are the findings in the most recent poll?
Very interesting. Seniors, who Paul Ryan says won't be impacted at all by his Medicare proposal.
It would be 55 and under.
Exactly. They oppose it at a rate of 62% to 30%. But when you look at the general public, it's far more split. Looking again at the general public, 50% say they want to keep Medicare as it is today, but 46 prefer this premium support model by Paul Ryan. So that the results are very, very different depending on the age group.
And the results have been different from one survey to another in terms of the public's view towards this idea. How does Kaiser try to analyze that and then explain it?
The results you get to any question also depend often on how it's asked and when it's asked and when people, are they familiar with the terms you're using? It's the first time they've heard of them. It's really clear it's all about the message. This is what Kaiser tried to get at in its latest poll. For example, when Paul Ryan's plan, as he talks about it, is described as something that will reduce the deficit and save Medicare, support increases for it. But when you explain it as something that will eliminate traditional Medicare or put insurers in charge, opposition increases. So looking ahead, as both Democrats and Republicans make their case to the public this spring and this fall, the support for or against this plan, I think, will have to be viewed in very much how people make their message and how it's received.
Okay. I want to move on and do a short preview of next week when Congress will be back in Washington. There is a new gang of six. We had a gang of six or seven back during the health care reform debate, but there is a new gang of six, and there are new efforts to get the deficit under control through this panel that President Obama outlined a couple weeks ago in his speech. What should we look for next week?
Well, Vice President Joe Biden is going to convene a meeting next week of this panel that you mentioned that President Obama wanted, a bipartisan, bicameral panel, to come together and see if they can find a way to reduce the deficit.
And, of course, health care costs would be front and center
conversation. You got that right. So far, Republicans have nominated 2 members. Democrats have nominated 4. The president had asked for a 16-member panel. I'm not sure if others will join, but Vice President Biden is quarterbacking that. Those meetings start next week. The hope is that they would get a deficit reduction agreement by June. Separately, as you mentioned, in the Senate, we have a gang of 6, 3 Republicans, 3 Democrats. They've been meeting for the last few months. They say they're fairly close to trying to get an agreement on deficit reduction. But those panels say they're not working in, they don't, the vice president's efforts won't hurt the gang of 6, for example. They say that all efforts are welcome and everyone's coming to the table to try to come up with a bipartisan solution to reduce the deficit. Now, whether either panel is successful, we'll have to wait and see.
Okay, and we'll talk about it again next week.
You got it.
Thank you so much, Mary Agnes Carey of Kaiser Health News.
Sure.